Sweetie, you know I still love you, and well, I want to stay married, but you know Jamal is going to be the man. My man. I mean, I love you like a brother or something like that, you know. I mean, we've had such a good life together so far, but sweetie, sweetie. There's no way that I can go back to your pathetic 3-inch dick. I mean, really? Do you think after having Jamal's huge cock inside me, do you think I could go back to the days when I used to wonder whether or not you were in? Oh, come on now. You know what I'm talking about. When we used to fuck, and you used to slide that pathetic sand nigger cock of yours inside me. Oh, you were such a faggot. Grunting and thrusting on top of me, and the whole time I'm lying there like, really? Are you sure you're in? 'Cause I can't feel you at all. There's no way I'm going back to that. I mean, thank God I had those dildos back then because, yeah. I mean, I don't know how many nights that I came with a dildo inside me and that little silver bullet pressed against my clit. Your lovely Maria, getting off the way she needs, you know, with a real cock inside her. Oh, you're such a sissy. You know, a real man would not put up with this, would not put up with his wife telling him all about how he's gonna have to move his stuff out of the bedroom. That's right, sweetie. Today, while I'm at work, I want you to pack up this bedroom and move all of your stuff out of here. You know why? Because this is where Jamal is going to live. This is Jamal's fuck palace, the place where he fucks me so good. And if you're lucky, little cuckold, tiny little shrimp dick, you get to watch. If you're lucky, if I'm feeling so generous. Yeah. And from now on, you have to knock before you enter the bedroom. None of this sneaking in to get to get a picture or two of Jamal fucking your wife. No, you ask permission. You know, like the little wimpy sissy you are. Like the cuckold. You know, I married you because you have a decent job and you're a great provider. And you know what? I'm glad I did. Because now you're providing for me and Jamal and our soon-to-be baby. Oh, you know, you're really lucky to have me. I'm the perfect hot wife. God, you should feel so happy. You know, we should totally celebrate this. I think I'm going to celebrate by getting a tattoo. Oh, you know. You know what tattoo? The Queen of Spades. Right on my upper thigh. And maybe Jamal's name scrawled against my lower back. What do they call that? A tramp stamp? Oh, yeah. Maybe I just need to have black cock only written somewhere. Oh, yeah. You know, I think it's time that I move this wedding finger over to my right hand so I can put Jamal's ring on my wedding finger. Do you think anybody will notice? God, I hope they do. Well, they're surely going to notice once this baby's born, hmm? Yeah. Well, I mean, you're going to be listed as the father on the birth certificate, of course, of course. But, oh, sweetie, everybody will know. I mean, it's not like you can hide that. Everyone's going to know that you're a cuckold. But you know what? You're still very, very important, honey. You're going to be the one taking care of my baby. Oh, and whatever other babies that we decide to have. I want to have loads and loads and loads of beautiful black babies with Jamal. He's such a stud. Oh, sweetie, you're such a good guy. With your pathetic dick. Oh, that tiny little shrimp dick. You know, I actually would really like it if you would watch Jamal and I fuck. That way you can see what it's like when a real man fucks me. Oh, and you know what? I think that you'll start to do cleanup duty. You know what that means, right? That means slurping Jamal's hot, thick cum out of my pussy after he's done stretching me wide and fucking me so hard. Oh yeah. Oh, it's gonna be so good. You know, if you were a real man, you would never get turned on watching me with Jamal, but I can tell you're aroused right now. I mean, not that you have any sort of bulge or anything. I mean, 3 inches doesn't exactly make a pants tent, you know? You know, and maybe Jamal will even let your sand nigger cock inside me. If he gives you permission, of course. But you'll have to wear a condom. The only cum that's going in this pristine pussy is black cum. From a big, thick cock from Jamal. My man. You know, and I'll try to keep a straight face, but no promises, sweetie. I mean, especially after getting so used to being with Jamal. It's gonna be so funny and hilarious when you're trying to fuck me. It'll be so desperate. Oh, poor little cuckold. Such a wimpy sissy. Oh, all right, well, I've got to get ready for my date tonight. Bye, sweetie.